So today we're going to talk about eating matzah on Erev Pesach. Why in the world are we talking about eating matzah on Erev Pesach? Because this is one of the sugyas that we highlighted on Daf Tzadi Tesem Beis. Where does it come up, Daf Tzadi Tesem Beis? So it is, leave it to me, I didn't bring my Gemara this year. But it is a Tosfos on Daf Tzadi Tesem Beis, where Tosfos raises the question, it's okay. The Mishnah says that Avri Pesach M'samach L'mincha L'yachalot D'mat Shetechshach on Erev Pesach L'os Mincha, person's not allowed to eat out Shetechshach. So the Tosfos raises the question, well, what are you going to eat anyway? There's nothing that you're allowed to eat at that point in time from Samach L'mincha until the Techshach. You're not allowed to eat chametz, because the Zman Yitzrach is chametz we already discussed in the first perek in the Masechta is Midaraisa from Chatzos and Midarabanan even earlier than that. So you're not allowed to eat chametz, and you're not allowed to eat matzah. So what in the world would you be eating anyway, right? That was Tosfos Kasha. So how do I know you're not allowed to eat matzah? What does it say that you're not allowed to eat matzah in Erev Pesach? Someone just asked me recently, are you allowed to eat matzah, you know, during the year in general? Is there some sort of minog tov not to eat matzah throughout the year so it could be special for Pesach? I don't know of any such minog, but there is a minog that many people have not to eat matzah for 30 days in advance of Pesach. But that's not a halacha. The halacha is Erev Pesach. We could put on the 10-minute non-halacha list about not eating matzah 30 days in advance of Pesach. But an Erev Pesach, that's a halacha. Where does that halacha come from? So it's Yerushalmi. Tosfos quotes Yerushalmi. The Rif quotes Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says, Om Rabbi Levi, ha'ochel matzah be'erev ha'pesach kiboel arusaso bebeis chamav. A person who eats matzah in Erev Pesach, it's as if he sleeps with his arusa, with the girl that he has erusin with, but not yet nisuin, they still don't have nisuin, while she's still living in her father's house, it's still in his father-in-law's house, so they don't yet have nisuin. And what does that mean? V'haba al arusaso bebeis chamav loka. And you should know, you get malchus for being bol arusasa beis chamav. In case you think, oh, maybe there's a mitzvah to be bol arusasa beis chamav. Maybe it's a mitzvah to eat matzah. No, that is a bad thing. And therefore, you should not eat matzah on Erev Pesach. It's a bad thing. So what's the tushta? What's the comparison between bol arusasa beis chamav and eating matzah? The old joke goes that Rabbi Sachs used to say, he once said in Shir, when he used to, Rabbi Yonason Sachs, Rosh Yeshiva Lenz, used to teach high school when I was in high school. He was an 11th grade Rebbe. Yeah, it didn't make sense then either that he was an 11th grade Rebbe. I mean, he was just saying Torah on top of Torah on top of Torah, like kids couldn't possibly keep up. He was unbelievable. He's a Mayan Amasgaber. But one of the things he said, he had to, you know, he tried to relate to the kids and said jokes every once in a while. So he said that that once he taught that Yerushalmi, and one of the boys said, Rebbe, I tried both of them, and they don't feel at all the same, right? So it doesn't feel at all the same. What does it mean that it's kibbol arusasa beis chamav? It's like sleeping with an arusa beis chamav. So pashtus is that it's like we pointed out the other day, I think last week or whenever it was, that that it shows a lack of patience. That a lot of Judaism is not only about controlling yourself and, you know, knowing when to hold down your Yetzer Hara and when to engage your Yetzer Hara, but a lot of it is knowing what the right time for things is. That there's a time to speak, there's a time not to speak, right? To paraphrase Shlomo Melech, there's a time for everything. So sometimes it's just a matter of patience, a matter of not doing anything yet. And it will become mutter. We pointed out the other week that Rav Shachter points out from the Matar Frame, the Medrash, that if had Adam and Chava waited till Shabbos, they would have been allowed to eat from the Eitz Hadas. The first sin was not a sin of commission in the classical sense, that they violated something that cannot be done. They did something that could not yet be done. Had they just had the patience to wait a little bit longer, then it would have been permissible. So the same is true with matzah. It shows that you're jumping the gun, that you're not being patient, that you wait till nighttime. That's when the mitzvah is going to be. And also, on another level, when a man is married after nisuin and you have bia, so is that just stam? That it's not a mitzvah, not a nisr, not a whatever. It's just a way that a person lives. No, married person has bia. It's a mitzvah sona. It's a mitzvah. By doing something that could be a mitzvah later, and doing it now when it's not a mitzvah, it's megala that you have no interest in the mitzvah. That you may be interested in this act, but it's not l'shem mitzvah, that you're not interested in doing it for the sake of the mitzvah. When a person could eat matzah later, and later on it's going to be a mitzvah d'oraisa, and now he chooses to eat matzah on Erev Pesach, he's megala that he's no interest in the mitzvah. It's not about the mitzvah. That's what they say, the Gro was makbid to make havdalah on Matzoy Pesach on beer. to dafka show that the reason he didn't eat chametz for this whole week was not because he doesn't like chametz. He loves chametz. So he make avdol on beer to show that I'm interested in chametz. How did he get beer so quickly after Pesach? A good kasha, I never understood. But okay, but that was to dafka show that he that it's about the mitzvah. Yeah.
Was this implying that if you do eat matzah on Erev Pesach, you also get malchus, or is it not?
Oh, good. So we're going to have to discuss it. There is a shitas harambam. The Rambam says that if someone eats matzah on Erev Pesach, he gets malchus mardus. You want to start with that and then work our way backwards once you ask the question?
Have no preference.
Might as well. Let's skip ahead a little bit then. Let's go to the Rambam. The Rambam is on, in your packets, it's on page 3. On page 3, Roman numeral 3. Says the Rambam, and the vote is we should try to put the sources in the outline in the future, or is it, yeah? In the outline, it's a little helpful? Okay. So some of the sheets I give you were from Miyam Kadmonim, you know, so that I can't not necessarily going to adjust, but all the new ones. Okay. So says the Rambam, Hilchos Chametz Matzah Perek Vav Halacha Yud Beis. Asru Chachamim Lechol Matzah Be'erev HaPesach. The Chacham made it asur to eat Matzah Be'erev HaPesach. So right off the bat, you see, the Rambam holds, this is not a Nisud Daraisa, it's a Nisud Darabanan. Kedeshia Heker La'achilas Be'erev. Why? So that it will be recognizable that you're eating it that night for the sake of the mitzvah. So he does not say because you're impatient. He says because we want it to be recognizable that you're doing it for the sake of the mitzvah. And someone who eats matzah on Erev Pesach, makanos makas mardus, ad shetetze nafsho. Whoa. What's the punishment? They beat you up until you die if you eat matzah on Erev Pesach. So very, very strong, no?
I thought that malchus in general, they don't actually...
Ah, very good. Malchus in general, when a person's chayv malchus midal raisa, they beat you up until you get 39 or as much as you can handle, whichever one is less, right? They have a doctor on staff. The doctor evaluates you before... I shouldn't say you. The doctor evaluates the person. None of you, whatever. The doctor evaluates the person in advance to see what he can handle. And if the doctor says, this guy can handle 24 malchus, so that's what they give him. 24, they don't give him any more than that. And if the guy who's working for the Beis Din that's giving the malchus adds one more, he's in violation of an Isser Daraisa. The Isser to hit somebody is said in the context of a Shliach Beis Din, Lo Yosef Pen Yosef, is said in the context of a Shliach Beis Din giving that extra malchus. Right? That's assault. It goes from being a mitzvah, carrying out a shlichus of Beis Din, to stam being assault, being a felony, right? I think it's a felony to assault somebody, to physically assault. So that is absolutely clear. And yet, what does Rambam say over here? Makanos achetetze nafsho, beat him up until he dies for what? For eating matzah and Erev Pesach, which the Rambam himself says asru chachamim. It's a nisid rabbanan. We're not even dealing with the nisid rice over here. Very, very difficult. Let's just read the rest of the Rambam. V'chein asolech l'erev ha-pesach mikodem mincha kim'at k'dei she'ikarnis l'achilis matzah b'tayva. You're also not allowed to eat at all samach l'mincha n'erev pesach so that you can be hungry for matzah. Why does he put those two halachas together? What, because Tosos had a kasha and he brings up... Why does the Rambam put those two halachas together? What do they have to do with each other? If you understand the Yisra of achilis matzah n'erev pesach is just an Yisra of jumping the gun, of being impatient, it's got nothing to do with the Yisra of eating late in the day n'erev pesach. The Yisra of eating late in the day n'erev pesach is not an issue of patience. Right? What's the Yisra of eating late in the day n'erev pesach? It's an Yisra that you're not going to be able to be hungry for the matzah, and so what? So you won't be hungry for the matzah. You'll push yourself, you'll eat it because eyes anyway. So what if you won't be hungry for the matzah? What do we say? What's the problem? Hid a mitzvah, right? It's disrespectful to the matzah, to the mitzvah of matzah, if you're not hungry for the matzah. Why does the Rambam put them together over here? Because the Rambam understands the Isra of eating matzah on Erev Pesach is like the second thing we said before. It's not about the impatience. It's about showing that you don't care about the mitzvah, that the mitzvah doesn't mean anything to you. You just like matzah, so you eat matzah before Pesach also. So it's disrespectful to the mitzvah of matzah. That's why he puts these two halachas together. No, it's very clear. And that's why the Rambam says, "Kidei sheyia heker la'achilas ha-berev," right? On the second line, the Rambam said, the reason why you're eating matzah erev Pesach, why you're not eating matzah erev Pesach, is so that there will be a heker that you're eating a be'erev for the sake of the mitzvah. Not about impatience. Very important. But you're allowed to eat fruits, vegetables, things like that late in the day on Erev Pesach. Where does he get that from? So that's Beferish Gemara we saw yesterday. V'chama rishonim hayu mar'ivan atzman erev ha-Pesach kidei le'echol matzah b'tayva v'yu mitzvos chavivin alav. But you should know, Chacham Rishonim would starve themselves on Erev Pesach so that they could be good and hungry. Avul b'shar arve yamim tovim ochel v'alichat shetechshach. The Rambam paskins like Shitas, Rabbi Yossi, that every other Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov, you could eat ochel v'alichat shetechshach. That's what we discussed yesterday, the stira between that and the Gemara in Gittin Daf Lamed Ches. Now, take a look at the Ran. The Ran k'subas taf tezayinim beiz b'dap erev. Yeah.
Just in general, eating the matzah b'taiva, right?
Uh-huh.
We eat things before the matzah, though, at the Seder. So, that, you know, mm-hmm. I think there's a Gemara that says, also wine, in general.
We don't eat much before the matzah.
I'm saying, but we have a full course of wine, which...
We have a couple of course of wine. The Gemara discusses maybe wine makes it easier. Maybe wine makes it easier to eat. Rava, we drink a lot of wine on Erev Pesach.
Right, one cup is not a lot.
All right, so but the Gemara says that maybe wine whets the appetite. Now the shaila is if you hold like those rishonim that the ikar mitzvah of matzah is the afikoman. So if that's it, then you got it. Then you're reading a whole suda,
even,
right?
Even the Gemara in Bracha that says that a little wine is yisayid, but a lot of wine is it whets the palate and it makes you more hungry. So uh-huh. A course of wine is a little.
Okay, so I think the way I always understood it is I think we mentioned this even last week was that. When you know that you need to eat soon, two possibilities. When you know that you need to eat soon, you're going to be careful. Whereas opposed to, like, if it's a few hours from now, you're not going to be as careful. You can stuff yourself now. So during the Seder, we're less concerned. Or another possibility, when you're going to eat soon, your mind will not yet have caught up to your stomach and you'll still be hungry, even though you ate a lot.
Even for liquid?
Yeah, I think so. Whereas when you eat a lot now and then you can eat later, your mind by that time will have caught up to your stomach and will realize that it's full and then it will be more difficult to eat. Two approaches.
So you have a long...
Well, you still, the eating is right before the matzah. I mean, you have a little bit of wine, that's not going to stop. That's not going to be such a big deal. But the eating is right before the matzah.
Is there an explanation as to why the Rambam says that you do get in until you're...
Oh, yeah, that's what we're working on now. Okay, so let's see. So take a look at the Ran in Ksubas Taf Tezayin. We're going to discuss, maybe exclusively, we'll see if we get to the other parts. We're going to discuss the Shitas Rambam about this Makinoso. Says the Ran, Hamoti Shemra v'lo Baal, lo ke makas mardus mi d'rabanan. If a person is Moti Shemra on his wife, also makas mardus mi d'rabanan. Right, he gets the d'rabanan kind of Malkus. Pirush, Malkus d'araisu el chayav elavin ba'omer u'ba'asra'a. When someone is getting malchus midaraisa, when you're chayiv malchus on the daraisa level for violating a lo sase min haTorah, so they have to evaluate you, see what a person could handle, right? They have doctors there. There has to be asra'a, ubinan makam ishuleshes. It has to be a number that's divisible by three because there are three spots on the person's body where they hit him, and it has to be the same amount of wax on each spot of the body. Kedichsiv arba'im yakenu lo yosef. Vamurcham minyan asamuch larbam. The Chacham understood that it's 39, not 40. Aval overall mitzvah saseh. But let's say a person violates a mitzvah saseh. Kigon, sukkah, vilulav, ve'eno osa. A guy says, you know what? I don't want to sit in sukkah. I don't want to take a lulav. But there's a kosher lulav right there. Just take it. No, I'm not doing the mitzvah. Hayu makano so ad sheteitze nafsho below omed. They beat him up at Chetetze Nafsho without evaluating first. Now, wait a second. Which is a more serious violation? A violation of a los asay or a violation of failing to do an asay? So the violation of a los asay is a more serious violation. Haraya, there's an onesh midaraisa for violation of los asay. There's no onesh midaraisa for failing to do an asay. Yet, what do we do when someone fails to do an asay? We beat him up at Chetetze Nafsho. And we don't evaluate what he can handle. Ubalo makam ishulashes. And we don't do it in a number divisible by three. V'chein overal divrei chachamim. And not only for violation of an asei midaraisa. If someone violates an issur derabanan, hayu makanoso below mispar, ubalo omed. No number, no figuring out whether he can handle it. V'lama osa korinoso makas mardus. Why do we call it makas mardus? Mnei shemorad b'divrei Torah. Because such a person has rebelled against the Torah, u'b'divrei sofrim, or against the rabbis. Ad kal nashono. That's what the Ran quotes from the Aruch. Now, says the Ran.
But the Gemara in Rishami doesn't use Makas Mardus.
Good. Okay. Well, because the Gemara is talking about Bola Rasasa. The Rambam uses Makas Martus.
Also, is there an Indian maybe that we work backwards, meaning the fact that the Pasuk says Be'erev, right? They eat matzah Be'erev, right? Therefore, it's implying that any other time you're not allowed to eat matzah is maybe a violation of Matosim.
Okay, good. Could very well be. We'll see. Could very well be. So, says the Ran, Nir Midvar Demakas Mardus Vashtesi Nafsho. So it sounds from this citation that we just had that Makas Mardus is until he dies. And the Rambam also about Matzah and Erev Pesach says, beat him up till he dies. Says, according to that, it turns out that we're more strict about a violation derabbanan than we are about a violation midoraisa. For a violation midrabbanan, it's makas mardus. For violation, and therefore it's till he dies. For a violation midoraisa, it's only malchus that he can handle. Aval ram halevi zal kasav shayimakno so baomer ulahakel mi malchus shel Torah. But the Ram Halevi, says the Ran, disagrees with the Rambam. He thinks, no, of course we evaluate what he can handle. Someone's only getting malchus midrabbanan, you're not going to give him beat him up till he dies. Vinir and Dvarav, and the Ran says, no, I agree with that. Umihu, vaday makros madushi ala veronim sheches, hayu makros hashtes nafsho. Very important chilik, says the Ran. He says, it depends what the makros madus is coming to do. A guy doesn't take a lulav. Why am I beating him up? A guy doesn't take a lulav. What are we beating him up for? Is it punishment for not doing the mitzvah? There's another possibility. I'm trying to encourage him to do the mitzvah. Let's say I whack him twice. And then he says, okay, I'll do it. I'll take the lulav. Do you keep beating him up? Okay, good. Do the mitzvah. So when it comes to trying to encourage someone to do the mitzvah, says the Ran, if it's something that's nimshach, that continues, and he's continually doing this aveira, so as soon as he says, I'm ready to go, you stop hitting him. And if he never gives in, atchetetze nafsha. But if it's for an aveira mitrabanan that he's already done, like eating matzah on Erev Pesach, it's already over. He did it. Okay, what do you want him to do? Stick his finger down his throat and throw it up? It's not going to help. He already did the aveira. Then it can't be that it's more severe than Malchus D'Oraisa, says the Ran. One second. So he says, when it's an aveira, nimshecha, so you makno sach tesa nafsho, achi, kabalov, divrei chachamim. Aval kol she'enu ela kedei lo'on show al masha asa. But if it's only to punish him for what he did, nirin adorm she'i makno so kefiyom and bezin lahakal malchus shel Torah. Then you can't just keep beating him up. You just give him based on what he can handle, just like you would by Malchus D'Oraisa. We don't have all the requirements of what kind of whip to hit him with by Malchus Mardus. We don't have to follow all the rules of Malchus D'Oraisa. Good. So what do we get so far? The Ran says, a guy eats an Erev Pesach, Maknos HaShtetz Nafsho. Says the Ran, I disagree. Maknos HaShtetz Nafsho is when you're trying to encourage him to do something, so if he still wants to be in action, he wants to be stubborn, and he wants to say, I'm not going to do it, so keep beating him up until he either dies or does it. But for something that he has violated Midr Rabbanan, we're not going to be stricter than we're going to be B'shal Torah. It doesn't make sense to be stricter on a violation of Midr Rabbanan than it would be B'shal Torah. Yeah, question?
It still doesn't make sense that for something that you just don't want to do, that they would hit you until you say you're going to do it. What if you don't want to do it?
Until you do it, they'll stay there with you. Okay, let's see. Pick up that lulav.
I'm saying, you just right? Keep hitting him until he dies. It's not as bad as actually not doing something.
It's actually violating this D'Oraisa, you're saying? Yeah, so we're going to talk about this. Yeah.
According to the Ran, I'm saying, I don't know if everyone holds this, if someone gets malchus and person, basically a person, whatever it is, and the person says, so I'll do the mitzvah now before they even start. He's off.
Good question also. Meaning, if the point of Makas Mardus for failing to do a mitzvah, like failing to take lulav, failing to sit in the sukkah, is to encourage him to do it. So if you lift up that whip the first time before he says, okay, I'll do it. So is he pater? Meaning, is that what Makas Mardus is? It's only in those situations where he hasn't yet violated. So l'chora, yeah, he should be pater, right? According to l'chora, he should be pater. L'chora, right. Good.
It's a good thing, yeah.
Yeah, good. Go do the mitzvah. It'll make everybody happier. L'chora.
Let's say Bezin didn't figure out this guy wasn't doing the mitzvah until after Sukkos. Does he get whipped for
then it's too late. Right then it would be the retrospective. I don't think we give Malkus Mardus for that. Right? No, you wouldn't get Malkus either Midaraisa because it's an assay. You only get Malkus Midaraisa for a Los assay. Says the Keren Ora, Mesechus Nazir Dav Chav Gimel Amar Aleph. V'divrei Rambam Zal Perek Vav Milchus Chametz Matzah Shekasav Gavi Yochel Matzah Pronatzum D'makmos HaShteitz Nafshol Heimun Nifloim. He says, very wondrously strange, the words of the Rambam. U'maishna Bahi Surah D'Kasav Kein. Why of all places, of all Averos, to give Makas Mardas till the guy dies, eating Matzah in Erev Pesach? What about every other Issur D'Rabbanan that says, Keren Ora, I'll do you one better. V'lo b'shar Issur D'Rabbanan. V'afilu b'bawal arusasa b'beis chama v'kasam v'beri gud milchus isha stama d'makanos amakas mardus v'lo kasam aylish nadad shateitze nafsho. How do I know you're not leading Matzah in Erev Pesach? Because it's like b'bawal arusasa b'beis chama. And v'azak the Rambam b'bawal arusasa b'beis chama. What does the Rambam say? Makanos amakas mardus. Nothing about ad shateitze nafsho. By that case, he doesn't say Achetetze Nafsho. Davka over here, by the Matzah Nehra Pesach, that's where he's going to say Achetetze Nafsho. V'olch Matzah Nehra Pesach, l'chamer mehada kilu bol arsaso, aminu k'diz v'yishami. It can't be the Matzah Nehra Pesach is worse than bol arsaso beis chamav. V'chein mucha p'sach m'parag makam shenagu gabi, hay denagdi Rav Yosef l'bar bei Rav, mishum detav alay avdi lay. V'nirim b'za divrei ha... I'm not sure. The Maknos Hashtetz Nafshar Hainu, the Maknos Mardus Lam Dinu Leim Yachal Lo Kabel. He says, the bottom line is, what it means, Hashtetz Nafshar, is that we don't, Hashtetz Nafshar doesn't literally mean until he dies, says the Keren Ora. It means that we don't cheshbin how much he can handle or not. So what's the approach in this Rambam? How can we answer this Rambam? So I saw in this beautiful sefer, Sukkos Chayim, that he has a few different approaches to answer the Rambam, Hashtetz Nafshar. I have photocopies in the back of it. So first he quotes... Well, let's... I want to get to the good one. The one that I think is the most interesting. Well, let's go to the second one. On page Reish Pei Aleph, in Sefer Sukkos Chayim. Reish Pei Aleph. In Oz Beis, bottom left-hand column. B'klechemda tiritz bofenach v'zal shono. Klechemda gives the following answer. Beautiful charifos, this answer. Yadua pluktas habei tusim imachacham v'hadim imachres haShabbos. The Gemara Menachos of Samachay Amud Beis says that the Baitusim had an argument with the Chachamim when you start counting Sfiras HaOmer. Because what does the Torah say? You start counting Sfiras HaOmer mimachres haShabbos. So you're familiar with this? What did the Baitusim say it means? You always start on Sunday. You always start counting Sfiras HaOmer in Yom Rishon. Machres haShabbos. What do we hold it means? When do we start counting Sfira? Second day of Pesach, right? Machras Shabbos means the day after the first day of Pesach. It's Machlokas Chachamim and the Baitusim. Good? Da Baitusim, Sfira Ludahinu Machras Shabbos Bereshis. They hold it means Sunday. Amnum Chuvas HaChachamim Mikama Rayos B'Torah HaKadosh HaLahachlit Dim Machras Shabbos Hainu Machras HaPesach. But the Chachamim bring Rayos from many places in Torah that no, it means the day after the first day of Pesach. V'achas Mea Rayos HaYoser Nitzchios. One of the better rayos that the Chacham bring, whom Yimasha Amra Torah Parshas Re'ei, it's from the Psukim in Parshas Re'ei. The Torah says, "Lo sochal v'gomer shivas yam tochal of matzos, can't eat chametz for 7 days, eat matzah." And then right away, Upasu Ches Sham, sheishes yamim tochal matzos. What? 6 days or 7 days? One pasuk says 7 days eat matzos, and the next pasuk says 6 days you eat matzah. Lo sasam lacha. Sorry, shtira mina obey. It's a stira in the Torah. The maschil shivus yam tochal matzos. I'm saying sheshes yam tochal matzos. Val karchach the shiva mina yashin v'shisha mina chadash. So say the chacham. What it's telling you is, for 7 days you can eat matzah from the old grain, but for only 6 days you can eat matzah from the new grain, because chadash only becomes mutter on the second day of Pesach. So it's, what's the day where we have Svira, where we start counting from the Karban Omer, we bring the Karban Omer, we start counting Svira's Omer? Second day of Pesach, not the first day. So the second day, so you see that for 6 days, you could eat the Chadash. So it's a Raya that the Omer, the Karban Omer, is brought on the second day of Pesach. That's their Raya. That's how you could be Matari, it's the Stirum Psukim. So how did the Baitusim respond to that? The Baitusim hold of Torah Shabbat, right? So how do they respond? Mimachras HaShabbos. Mimachras HaShabbos is supposed to mean they hold Sunday. What are they going to do about the Stira 6 days versus 7 days? So the Baitusim responded based on the following. Pasuk says, L'sochel of Chametz means when you shech the Karban Pesach, you're already not allowed to eat Chametz. The Yisur Chametz begins. And the Pasuk says, Shabbos Yom Tochel of Matzos. So say the Baitusim. 6 days you have to eat matzah, that's talking about from when Pesach starts. 7 days you have to eat matzah starts from Erev Pesach. Why? Because in Erev Pesach you're already not allowed to eat chametz. And they hold, whenever you're not allowed to eat chametz, you already have a mitzvah to eat matzah. So, if you're already not allowed to eat chametz in Erev Pesach, because you bring the Karban Pesach in Erev Pesach, it must be that in Erev Pesach you already have a mitzvah to eat matzah. A mitzvah! Eat matzah, say the Baitusim. That's how they'll be Mataritz the Pesukim. So what's a person doing if he eats matzah on Erev Pesach? It's not Stam and Aveir, he's violating the Din Drabanan. It's Charifus, no? What's he violating? What's he doing? He's showing that he holds like the Baitusim against the Chachamim, that he doesn't believe in Torah Shebaal Peh. That's Makanos HaChetetzi Nafsho. Bo'ol HaRasos HaBeis Chamav is just a bad guy, he's a Baal Taiva. This is worse. You eat matzah on Erev Pesach, you're putting yourself in the camp of the Baitusim. Makanos HaChetetzi Nafsho.
A little bit stretch.
Okay?
A little bit stretch.
Who were the Baitusim exactly?
These were these guys that only believed in the Karaites, yeah. They only believed in Torah Shabbat. So okay, so that's one Teretz. Yeah? What? He says Makanos HaChetetzi Nafsho.
He said, you write some Kedushi Heker that Chos Be'er.
Right, he doesn't say that it's about... Right, and the Rambam wasn't shy when he attacked people who didn't believe in Torah Shebaal Peh. Right, why is he being so shy over here? He's not saying it. True, it's not the Pasha Pasha, I just wanted to share it with you because I thought it was charif. I thought it was very sharp. Yes. Another approach, which I thought is much closer to MS, is the approach of the Brisker Rav. Brisker Rav says, like, if you skip ahead a little bit to page Resh Pei Gimel, says the Brisker Rav, Osei, Vihine, Bichidushe Agriz bin Nazir. The Brisker Rav's Chidushim on Shas, Brisker Rav wrote a Sefer on the Rambam, that he actually wrote. His Sefer on Shas was Talmidim wrote up his Shirim, but it's not on all of Shas, it's pretty much just Kachim. A few exceptions, he has a Nazir and Sota, which is Nashim. But pretty much Kachim, because that's what he said Shirim on. He said Shirim, Brisker's always said Shirim on Kachim. One of the great contributions that Rav Soloveitchik made to Brisker Torah learning is that he applied the Brisker methodology to Halacha L'Maisos, to Brachas, to Shabbos. That was a earth-shattering thing, because the whole kunst of Brisker learning used to be that you could say whatever you want, because it's Kachim, so it's not going to affect what we do anyway. So you can be as creative as you want. To be able to use that creativity and fit it within halacha was gewaldic. But anyway, so the Brisker Rav and Nazir, Tama al Tosefta b'Makos, Shekas of the Makos Mardus Makos Tetsi Nafsho. Brisker Rav says, wait a second. This is a Tosefta b'Makos, that Makos Mardus in general means Makos Tetsi Nafsho. Pirusha Dein Tzarchom in Kama Makos Yachal Kabel, which means that you don't have to evaluate whether the guy can handle it or not. And if he dies, he dies. V'alal L'chora Din Omed Pirusha. He says, why do we evaluate whether the guy's going to die? Because the guy's not chayiv misa. He's chayiv malkus. So he's only chayiv to get beaten up to the point before death. He's not chayiv to get killed. So it's not something that, he's not a bar chiyuva for more. So when a guy violates Nisra Rabban, what, you say he's really chayiv misa? He's not chayiv misa. The same svara, that it's pikuach nefesh, that the gavra is not a bar chiyuva. It should apply for Makos Mardus also, says the Brisker Rav. So what's going on? So says Brisker Rav as follows. Beautiful. Brisker Rav You have to understand Brisker learning. Brisker very often, with one simple ha'ara, changes everything. He says, we're asking the wrong question. We keep asking why. Why are we giving him datcha tetzin after? Why are we... He says, why is never the question in learning. The question is, what? The question in learning is, what is the yesod of the chiyuv? Not why am I being mechayev him. What is the geder of the chiyuv? And you'll see what I mean in a second. V'lchein hisbir. D'yesh nafgamina bein malkus shatara l'makas mardus. There's a big difference between malkus d'arais and makas mardus. T'be malkus min ha-tara k'sha omdum also kam yachol l'kabel zeu mispar ha-malkus shu chayev l'kabel. When it comes to Malkus Midaraisa, what's he chayiv? He is chayiv whatever he could handle. And no more. That's his entire chiyuv. Umashein, umakabal yoser. The fact that he doesn't get more than he could handle is not because it's an onus. Really, he's chayiv 39, but he couldn't handle it, so we only give him 24 or 27 or whatever he could handle. No, he's not chayiv for any more than that. El sha'achreya omid lonis chayiv yoser. And he says, I'll bring you two rayas to this from the Rambam. The Rambam, the 17th paragraph of Sanhedrin, Halacha Aleph, writes, Kama Malkus Amchuyiv Malkus, Kefi Kocho. How much is someone who's Chayiv Malkus Chayiv? Kefi Kocho! Shenemar Kedei Rishaso B'mispar. What's Kedei Rishaso? That's the pasuk by Malkus. So the Rambam doesn't say, oh, why is he only Chayiv Kefi Kocho? Because it's an onus, it's a sakana. No, that's the nature of the Chiyuv. The nature of the chiyuv is to give him malchus as much as he can handle, or 39, whichever is smaller. That is the prescribed punishment. That which we say, arbaim yakenu, that's if a guy is strong, even if he's as strong as Shimshon Agibor and he can handle 500 malchus, still the maximum is 39. But the shear of malchus is kifi kocha. That's what he's chayiv. Hari mefurish v'aram shalom nachiv om me'apasim t'chsiv k'dei rishasa v'mispar. Where does he get the number? Where does he get the idea that it's only as much as he can handle? Not pikuach nefesh and sakana. No, that's the very nature of the chiyuv malchus. Another raya, the Rambam writes. Let's say they evaluate that he can handle 12, and they beat him up 12, and he's like, "Oh, that wasn't so bad. I'm good." And you realize he could handle a little more. Do you give him more? No, you don't give him more. Because the chiyuv is what you evaluated him at. The chiyuv is not 39. Now, if it were a chiyuv of 39 and it's just onus and it's sakana, so I can't give him more than I was omeyed him at. So then you see that he's okay, so keep hitting him. No, it's not a din in 39. It's a din in kafi omed. Based on the evaluation of the doctors. That's his chiyuv. That's with Malkus d'Oraisa. Aval din shel omed hu dafka b'malkus min ha-Torah. This whole din, I'm in the next paragraph now, is only by Malkus min ha-Torah. Mashen ken b'malkus mardus. Why? Here it is. V'haynu mishum d'malkus mardus eino chiyuv Malkus al ha-gavra kimo Malkus min ha-Torah. Malkus Mardus is not a chiyuv on the Gavra. It's not that he's chayiv Malkus, like Malkus min ha-Torah. Elohu michiyuvei beizdin, k'moshein makin v'olenshim. It is a chiyuv on the beizdin to administer. It is not a chiyuv on the Gavra as an onesh. K'nimuch p'kam k'omos. Sharam kasav, the Ram writes, beizdin makin osom makas mardus. Well, who else is going to do it? Of course, Beisdin is Malkinos and Marcus Mardus. Why would you have to say Beisdin? Beisdin does all of the onshim, no? V'roi le-Beisdin Mahakos Marcus Mardus. Why does Ram keep emphasizing that? Because it's not about the guy. When someone violates these averos, it's Beisdin's responsibility. Is it his onesh? No, it's not the guy's onesh. Onshim are things that the Torah gives out. It's not things Beis Din gives out. But Beis Din has a responsibility to administer Makas Mardus. Omed, the idea of evaluating what he can handle, is Din in the Gavra. Can this guy handle it? Can he not handle it? That's all the Din in the Gavra. So when the Onesh, which is when it's an Onesh, when the Malkus is an Onesh, which is Din in the Gavra, you're going to have an Omed. But when it's not an Onesh, it's a Din in the Beis Din. One second. Ubi Yisoda Zeh, in the last paragraph, Hizbri B'chidush Yagriz Be'erichin. And that's how the Brisk Rav explains in Erichin. Lama Pasuk Aram, Demisha Achal Matzah, Barav Pesach, Makan Osam Makas Madus, Ad Shetei Tzei Nafsho. Dav Pisha Kvar Achal. Aye, it's too late. He already ate the matzah. What do you want him to do? He can't change it now. Mikal Makam, Kivin Shul Chiyuv Ala Beis Din, V'lom Yidin Agavra, L'chein Yen L'shir L'malkus. Since it's a din in the Beis Din, it's not a din in the Gavra, so we're not going to limit the number of Malkiyos that he's going to get. Now, what does it mean we're not going to limit the number of Malkiyos and get? So it could be we'll say like those Rishonim that it means that we'll give him even at Shetetzei Nafsho, but still no more than 39, because that's just what Malkus is, no more than 39. It just means we're not going to do an Omed. If he dies at number 27, good, he'll die at number 27. Meaning we're not going to do an Omed. What?
Would they keep going?
Till 39, only till 39. Oh, no, no, if he's dead, he's dead. You're not going to beat a dead horse, a dead person.
What if he dies at like 26? It's not three.
Still, once he's dead, he's dead. It's not even talking. But what do you see? What did the Brisker Rav do? He says, we keep asking, why? Why are we punishing him? He only did it through Rabbanan. Why? It's not why. It's what? What's the Mechayev? If the Mechayev is the Gavra, so you follow rules of the Gavra. And the rule of the Gavra is you have to be doing Omed. You have to evaluate. But if the Mechayev is the Beis Din, so it's not about the Gavra. The Beis Din has to do what the Beis Din does. Omed is the Din in the Gavra. Why? Okay, leave that for the philosophers. They could discuss why. Philosophically, why is it fair that a guy who did a lesser avera is getting worse punishment at the end of the day? Why? That's not what bothers Brisker of. It's what? There's a book I just read recently. Start with why. And if you want to motivate people, you always have to start with why. What's the goal? What am I getting at? What am I? In Brisk, it's start with what? And finish with what? And everything in between should be what? It's not about the why, it's about the what. Alright. Yeah?
It's very similar to the other answer we had. I'm saying just different lashonos. I'm saying the other answer with Baitusim.
How's it similar to the Baitusim?
Basically, the way I understand it is basically it's a matter of like national security kind of thing. Of like, you know, Baitusim, that kind of mentality again. So, like, that kind of. I guess when
I mean, you've done the worst possible thing if you join with the camp of the Baitusim. Briscoe says, I don't care if you did the worst possible thing or not. It's just. Your avera is a small avera, fine. But the Malkus is a chiv on the Beis Din. Once the Malkus is a chiv on the Beis Din, there's no Omed.
I was equating the Beis Din to the chiv of the Beis Din also to the Baitusim, meaning it's a matter of like of the community.
No, I think it's very different. I think by the Baitusim, when you're comparing it to the Baitusim, you're saying, why is he getting the worst punishment? Because he did the worst avera in the whole world!
I was saying the worst punishment. Because they have to act upon a group like the Baitusim as a community. Meaning
you did the worst thing in the whole world. You joined with the Baitusim. Over here, he's saying, I don't care how bad your Avera was. Your Avera wasn't bad at all. But Beis Din's Chiyuv is Makanos and Makas Mardus. And when it's a Chiyuv on the Beis Din, it's not a Chiyuv on the Gavra, so we don't care about the Gavra. The Gavra is a Cheftz. The Gavra is just treated like a nothing. He's the Kli on which Beis Din has to fulfill their Chiyuv. So Beis Din doesn't have to look at him as a living being and whether he's going to survive it or not. I think it's a different. Baitusim is a why. Why? Why? This is what? This is what's the yisod of the chiyuv?
Why is it what? It's a what, meaning any chiyuv which has to do with the community. Meaning Beis Din is responsible for the community.
He doesn't even get that far. It's not about the community per se. It's that when it's a derabbanan, it's Malkus Marad, it's not Malkus Daraisa. Yeah?
Let's say the doctors accidentally over evaluate him, meaning they thought he could take a lot, and does the isra fall on the doctor? Like, if he dies?
I think the Sugis and Malkus talk about it. I'm not sure. It's a show gig. They go to. No, I think the executioner goes to Galus. The Gemara talks about whether he goes to Galus or not. Right? Does he have to go to Nir Miklat? He's obviously a show gig. So I think the Gemara Malkus talks about that. Now, a little bit of the why. Is just mentioned at least quickly. The fundamental chakira about this idea of Ochel Matzah Be'er Pesach, now that we covered the Rambam a little bit, the fundamental idea of Ochel Matzah Be'er Pesach, so we said from the Yerushalmi, is Kilu Bol Arasasa Beis Chama. That's the same thing as Bol Arasasa Beis Chama. So there's some discussion in the Achronim, is Kibol Arasasa Beis Chama reflective of the Geder of the Isser of Ochel Matzah Be'er Pesach? Or is it just a mashal? This is, he jumped the gun, just like someone who's bolar asas beis chametz. But it's not really part of the nature. It doesn't really tell us about the nature of the iser, about the gedder of the iser. So there are certain indications that it's really serious. That this comparison is a serious comparison. It's not just a mashal bialma. For instance, the Magid Mishnah writes, "V'yesh misha kasav de davka la'achar iser chametz da'hinu eris in dematza." When does the Isser to eat matzah and Erev Pesach start, says the Magen Mishnah? Right, when does Erev Pesach start? What would you think? So someone say the night before, even once the clock strikes 14th of Nisan, even the night before, maybe that's called Erev Pesach. Others say, no, sunrise is Erev Pesach. Says the Magen Mishnah, no, you know when the Isser matzah starts? As soon as the Isser of Chametz starts, that's when the Isser of eating matzah and Erev Pesach starts. Why? Says the Magen Mishnah, because the Erisin of matzah, the erisin of matzah is when chametz becomes asir. What does that mean? It's the erisin of matzah. What happens at erisin? When you make a girl an arusa, she becomes asir to everybody else. Prior to being an arusa, she was mutaris to the world. She was mutar to everybody. Prior to 6 hours in the day of Pesach, you're allowed to eat all kinds of food. You make her an arusa, she becomes asir to the rest of the world. 6 hours of the day, chametz becomes asr. And when she becomes asr to the rest of the world, she becomes asr to you also until nisuin. So says the Magid Mishnah, same thing over here. The matzah becomes asr to you until Pesach, which is the nisuin. So it's mamish the same gedder of the isvah, that you have like these three stages. There's before the erisin, during the erisin, when everything's asr, and then after the erisin. Another raya, that maybe it's part of the gedder of the isvah, the levush. A guy shows that he just can't hold himself back. Can't just wait till they go into the chuppah. And what happens in the chuppah? Seven brachos. He shows that he's about taiva and that he's so hungry. He can't just wait until night. You need sheva brachos. What sheva brachos? Kigon, Birchas Yayin, Kiddush, Zman, Netilas Yadayim, Bar Pri Adam D'Yirakos, Birchas Amotzi, Birchas Alachilas Matzah. All of that comes before the matzah. Seven brachos. V'chein lo k'nosa alav. Kam k'en makas mardis. Midrabanan. N'moch liyom kodem baruch l'kod baruch salalav. If you eat before all those brachos, you get makas mardis. K'val d'k'chidish la'halacha, he's saying. What's he saying, la'halacha? What if a person eats matzah at the seder before kiddush? Before he skips karpas. Never made a bar pri adama. And eats matzah. According to the Levush, it's a violation of eating matzah b'Erev Pesach. It's not a din of Pesach, it's a din of Sheva Brachos. If he means this literally. If it's a din of Sheva Brachos, what you see is Kabbalah Arsas Beis Chamav is the Geder Hadin. It's not just a Mashal B'Alma. We're Magdir the Din based on Kabbalah Arsas Beis Chamav. Wild, no? Tosefta says that a Kala B'lo Brachos Asura L'Baila Kenida. The kala before the seven brachos, under the chuppah is asur lebay lekenida. So tumult in the poskim. Is it mamish kenida? Is he not allowed to touch her at all? She went to the mikveh already. She's tahora. So Rav Shechtu thought that she's not asur lebay lekenida mamish. Kenida is an expression. She's just they're not allowed to sleep together. Rav Shechtu thought they're allowed to touch. If she went to the mikveh and they haven't yet had chuppah, it's the day of the wedding, they're getting married that night, he thought, and the photographer wants to take pictures with them touching, he thought it's mutter. He said he would never let his children do it because he finds it's not appropriate, but he thought it was mutter. I once had a situation. Rabbi Stern called me and he said that in his shul, there was a guy who was engaged to a girl from Teaneck, And the girl's parents said, we want to do all the touching pictures before the wedding. And the guy's parents, the guy from the yeshivish family, the guy's parents, the girl's from Teaneck, not a yeshivish family, and the guy, it's by definition, and the guy is from the yeshivish family. And they're like, what? That's crazy. You don't do touching pictures before. So the girl's family said, Rav Herschel Schechter said it's okay. So, so Rabbi Stern called me and said, Herschel Schechter said it's okay? Can I? So I called Rav Schechter. I said, oh, what do we do here? So Rav Schechter said, tell them that I write in my sefer Nefesh HaRav that Rav Soloveitchik held that it's Asr from a Tosefta, the Kala B'lo Bracha Asri L'Bai L'Kanida. And Itaka writes in Nefesh HaRav that Rav Soloveitchik held that it's Asr, Kala B'lo Bracha Asri L'Bai L'Kanida. I said, Rebbe, but you hold that it's Mutter. He said, yeah, you don't have to tell them that. Just tell them that I write in my sefer that Rav Soloveitchik said that. It goes back to the other story I always tell. We asked Rav Schechter, when do you pass like Rav Soloveitchik, when do you not pass like Rav Soloveitchik? I pass like Rav Soloveitchik when I think he's correct. I don't pass like him when I think he's incorrect. So Rav Soloveitchik
holds that man holding hands after chuppah.
That's vaday mutter. Everyone holds
so what do you think should advisable not advisable?
So there are many very yeshivish poskim, many chassidish poskim that think that Yadavka should. Yadavka should. Right. Yesh v'yesh. What? Makes a lot of sense. The only svar not to is to not embarrass people who have chuppas nida. That they, well, I don't know. If, you end up embarrassing yourself because then everyone thinks you're a chuppas nida. You know, like, why are you allowed to sit in sukkah? Are you allowed to walk into the sukkah on Erev Sukkahs?
Yeah.
Why isn't that Kabbalah Rasasa Beis Chamav? So says the Eliyahu Rabbah, Hadla Amar Yosheb Sukkah Barav Sukkis Kibola Rusas of Beis Chamav, Ein Sham Arusa, the Lones are Habayas Milesh of Sham. Says Eliyahu Rabbah, there's no Arusa over there because the bias isn't Asr to sit in. What makes it Kibola Rusas of Beis Chamav is that Chamet became Asr. Right? That's why it's Kibola Rusas. Like we said before, that Arusa, the rest of the world, becomes Asr. So by Sukkah, the house is still Mutter. So again, you see that it's the geder of the Yisr. That it's not just the mashal bialma. What creates the Yisr is that it's like Arusa. It's not just stam mashal. Okay. We didn't get to the reasons. There are a lot of reasons with nafkaminas, five different reasons for the Yisr with different nafkaminas. But okay, we got to a lot of the sugya at least. Yeah. Yeah, to be kaveh sud in the sukkah would probably be a violation of Baal Tosef and Eretz Yisrael. Right, but to go into the sukkah, to be in the sukkah. No, the mitzvah is to be in the sukkah. When you go in the sukkah on sukkahs, you're doing a mitzvah d'oraisa. You happen to only make a bracha when you eat, but it's absolutely a mitzvah d'oraisa. All right.